From inside an old army ambulance, Dale Gagnon of Bow sends a message to a woman in Cork, Ireland.
KW1I, portable.
Who is the portable station?
Kilo Whiskey 1 India, portable in New Hampshire. Name is Dale Delta Alpha Lima Echo. Over.
Okay, Kilo Whiskey 1 India, portable. Nice to meet you, Dale. Thank you very much. My name is Lisa, and your report here, Dale. I'm getting you at about 5 and 7. 5 and 7, QSL?
QSL, Lisa. Very, very nice signal. We're at a ham fest here today, and it's a portable setup.
Gagnon is a ham, an amateur radio operator, and he's in good company surrounded by thousands of his peers. Warren Ellie comes up from Tampa each year.
So, and people come from all over the country. You know, there's people here from California, from all over Canada, and it's a great gathering. A lot of freedom here to spread out, have a community for a weekend, and enjoy the fellowship.
Ham radio started shortly after radio was invented at the turn of the last century, and it became so popular in the 30s that the government stepped in to regulate the airwaves. Nobody really knows how the term ham became popular. It may be an acronym for Hertz Armstrong Marconi, or it may refer to ham-fisted amateurs. But hams today embrace it.
It's kind of like a brotherhood. We all have interest in radio. We all have interest in electronics. And you get on the air with each other, and you talk about everything under the sun.
Larry DeMore of Ware is another regular at Nearfest. He's hard at work cooking dinner for his comrades.
It's become kind of a tradition around here to do a spaghetti dinner on Friday night. We're out here in the middle of nowhere, obviously, without cooking facilities. So I have this old Army field kitchen.
DeMore's diesel-based field kitchen cooks enough to feed about 100 people. Nearfest is not only about camaraderie, it also includes a big electronic junk swap, and that's what attracts André Champagne and Gabriel Brodeur. They drove 5 hours to get to this festival.
Montreal, South Shore, Montreal?
South Shore, too. Yeah. Different city, but close to Montreal.
Once, Brodeur found a homebrew radio artifact here that he thinks is one of a kind.
I buy something, it's so old, nobody knows what is that. It's a big dummy load, 2,000 watt. I never see this in my life, and nobody see this, but I bought here. You can
find stuff here that you can't find anywhere in Montreal or nearby.
Probably on the planet sometimes. Sometimes some stuff is very rare.
But the festival is more than just a big junk swap. It also offers classes for novices, like the one Dale Clement of Henniker taught.
Oh, I just did a show. I light up light bulbs with radio energy and show how radio energy travels and how you can direct it and focus it. Because you can't see radio waves, but you can see light bulbs light up. So it's kind of a non-mathematical way to get people interested and ask questions, and a lot of them did.
Clement is revered in the ham radio world for breaking distance records with his radio signal. One time, he says, he even bounced a signal off the moon. For Warren Ellie, there's something magical that happens when he bounces radio signals off the ionosphere with nothing but analog technology and chatting with people thousands of miles away.
You never get over the notion that you can sit in front of a radio set and send a signal to the other side of the world, that you can cross cultural and economic lines.
Nice to meet you, Dale. Thank you very much. My name is Lisa. And,
it's just astounding to me that you can talk to an individual in Ireland on a Friday afternoon and have a conversation just as if you were together in the room. And share the magic.
Very, very easy copy. So it's our pleasure. 5x8, 5x9, signal, Lisa, over.
Well done on your setup. Very nice to hear portable stations out and about, Dale. So thank you very much for coming back, and nice to get you in the log. And good luck with the rest of your portable events there. 7-3 for now, Dale, and good DX.
Bye-bye, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you. QRZ for November.
Pretty nice.
For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.